Hello.
Hello, this is Alan. I'm with Opinion Research. We're conducting an important public opinion poll about a variety of public issues facing Hector County. Are you registered to vote in Hector County?
Yes.
Thank you so much. And generally, do you think that things in Hector County are in the right track, or are things on the wrong track?
Right.
Thank you so much. And may I know what is the most important issue facing Hector County?
Water.
Thank you so much. Now, give me just 1 second. This is loading. Will you be able to mention another issue, main issue, besides water?
Yes, water.
Okay. Thank you so much. Now, how will you rate economic conditions in Hector County? Excellent, good, fair, poor?
I'd say okay, we're good.
Thank you so much. In 5 years from now, do you think that the economy in Hector County will be better off, worse off, or about the same as it is today?
As long as Joe Biden's not president, we should be a lot better.
Thank you. And how concerned are you about the security and future of your own job or the jobs of any close family members in Hector County? Very concerned, somewhat concerned, not too concerned, or not at all concerned?
Concerned.
Thank you. Would that be very concerned or somewhat concerned?
Very concerned.
Thank you so much. And I'm going to read a list of qualities and characteristics that contribute to the quality of life in a community. Please tell me how will you rate each in Hector County? Excellent, good, fair, or poor? First one, effective leadership from elected officials.
Good.
Thank you. And how about offering job opportunities in your field?
Good.
Thank you. Next one, welcoming and inviting to people of diverse backgrounds, ethnicity, and culture.
Good.
Thank you. Next one, a shared vision and effective plans for economic development and job growth.
Good.
Thank you. Next one, public transportation.
That's fair.
Thank you. We're almost done here. Thank you so much for your time. Next one, public safety and low crime.
Fair.
Thank you. Next one, the availability of outdoor parks, playgrounds, and nature.
Fair.
Thank you. Next one, being able to get from place to place with little traffic.
Oh, that's terrible.
So would that be fair, poor?
Poor.
Thank you.
Next you got one, too much traffic.
Thank you. Next one, natural beauty and physical setting.
Can you repeat that one again?
Natural beauty and physical setting.
Fair.
Thank you. Next one, the availability of cultural opportunities such as theater, museums, and music.
Fair.
Thank you. Next one, quality of the public schools.
Poor.
Thank you. Next one, availability of the of quality health care.
Fair.
Thank you. Next one, availability of affordable housing.
Poor.
And last one, having a vibrant nightlife with clubs, bars, restaurants, and entertainment.
Fair.
Thank you very much. Now, please rate Hector County as a place to live for the following type of people. recent college graduates looking to enter the job market. Excellent, good, fair, poor?
Fair.
Thank you. Next one, entrepreneurs and people starting new businesses.
Kind of expensive, but good.
Thank you. Next one, retirees.
Poor.
Thank you. Next one, racial and ethnic minorities.
What about them?
How will you rate them?
Well, rate ethnic minorities?
Yeah, correct.
Well, we have plenty of ethnic minorities.
So just like the first ones, how will you rate them? Excellent, good, fair, poor, weird?
Good.
Okay, thank you. Next one, people living below the poverty line.
Well, it's not good, so I'd be poor.
Thank you. Next one, immigrants from other countries.
Well, how am I supposed to rate that?
We are rating Hector County as place to live for the following type of people. So this type of people is immigrants from other countries. How we rate that? Excellent, good, fair, poor for them.
Good.
Thank you. Next one, people like you.
Good.
Thank you. How about young single people?
Good.
And last one, families with children.
Good.
Thank you so much. Now, we're wrapping this up now. Thank you so much for your time, for your patience. How will you rate the overall quality of life in Hector County? Excellent, good, fair, poor?
Good.
Thank you. Over the next 5 years, do you think that the quality of life in Hector County will improve, deteriorate, or stay about the same?
It'll get a lot better if Joe Biden's not president.
So we said improve?
If Joe Biden's not president, yes.
I mean, it doesn't really, I'm reading this verbatim, and it doesn't mention anything about Biden.
So I know what it is. Yeah, well, that's my
opinion.
Answer.
Will be improved, same?
I couldn't answer that question.
Okay. Thank you. Now, economic development generates investment, wealth, tax base, and jobs from which many community benefits are created. How familiar are you with vision and plans for economic development in Hector County? Very familiar, somewhat familiar, not too familiar, or not at all familiar?
Somewhat familiar.
Thank you. And how confident are you in the vision, plans, and leadership for economic development in Hector County? Very confident, somewhat confident, not too confident, or not at all confident?
Somewhat confident.
Thank you. Now, community development generates solutions to problems like housing, education, transportation, and neighborhood renewal, making the community a better place to live and work. How familiar are you with the vision and plans for community development in Hector County? Very familiar, somewhat familiar, not too familiar, or not at all familiar?
Very familiar.
Thank you so much. And how confident are you in the vision, plans, and leadership for community development in Hector County? Very confident, somewhat confident, not too confident, or not at all confident?
Somewhat confident.
Thank you. And how likely are you or an immediate... I'm sorry, how likely are you or an immediate family member to move from Hector County in the next 5 years? Very likely, somewhat likely, not too likely, or not at all likely?
Not sure.
Thank you. Finally, this is just a few more questions about you and your household. May I know what is the highest level of education you have completed?
College.
Thank you. In terms of your political party identification, do you consider yourself Democrat, Republican, Independent, or other?
Republican.
Thank you. May I know what is your age?
I'd rather not answer.
Thank you. Do you have a school-age child living in your household?
No.
Thank you. Which of the following best describes your race or ethnicity? White, Anglo, Black, African-American, Hispanic, Latino, or Asian?
Hispanic.
Thank you. Is anyone in your household employed in a job that is related to the gas or oil industry?
Yes.
Thank you. Is your annual household income less than $25,000, $25,000 to $40,000, $40,000 to $75,000, or $75,000 and more?
I'd rather not answer.
Thank you. Are you currently employed full-time, part-time, retired, homemaker, student, or currently employed, unemployed?
Full-time.
Thank you. In terms of your gender, do you consider yourself male, female, or something else?
There's only two genders, male or female, and I am a male.
Thank you. Do you live within the city limits of Odessa?
No.
Thank you. This concludes our survey. Thank you very much for your time and participation. Have a good evening.
Thank you, you too.
Thank you. Bye.